Samuel lay down on the ground and cried. He was so tired and so cold and so disappointed. It really was all that he had left in him to do. He was laying on the ground next to the well, sobbing. It hadn't been that many hours since he had been by this same well in a much happier frame of mind. He had come to the well in the evening to say a prayer for help. His father was sick and needed medicine. His family, his brothers and sisters were all hungry and they needed food. And so he was praying that somehow he would get money or find some way to bring help for them. He was the oldest of the brothers and the sisters. And while he prayed there by the well, he was joined, to his surprise, by a large group of travelers, some very distinguished and mysterious travelers with their camels and their servants. And so Samuel hurried to draw some water so the camels and the people could get a drink. And he found out that they were on their way to Bethlehem. And so he said, I can lead you into Bethlehem. And for the very first time in his life, he got to ride on a camel. He was at the front of the caravan. When they got into Bethlehem, they were led by some starlight to a place where Samuel had seen a brand new baby. And something had inspired him. Maybe it was all the light in the stable, or maybe it was the beautiful smile of the baby's mother. Maybe it was that everybody else was bringing their greatest treasure. Samuel had given his most precious possession, his shepherd's flute, to the little baby. And there in the stable, he had felt braver and more full of wonder and adoration than he had ever felt in his life. Then his cousin said it was time to go home. And almost as soon as they left the stable, Samuel began to feel less hopeful and discouraged again. He remembered that his brothers and sisters had gone to bed without any food. His father was still sick and his mother was still really sad. And he started to walk slower and slower. The shepherds were in a hurry to get back to their sheep and they walked faster and faster. And pretty soon Samuel had been left behind. So when he got back to that familiar well, he just lay down on the ground and started to cry. And he cried all his sadness, all his distress, all his frustration. He cried until he didn't have any tears left. Then he began to feel that the ground itself was comforting him. The ground was holding him up with a steady reassurance. And he remembered the olive trees all around on their terraces, which gave such nourishment to the people. And he remembered the open hills beyond, and it almost seemed like the grass was whispering encouragement to him. And so Samuel got up, and he decided to go to the well and wash his face. He thought, if I can't go home with any practical help, if I don't have food or medicine, at least I can go home clean and with a cheerful face to try to encourage my family. And he was making so much noise, splashing in the well, that he didn't hear the footsteps of the camel or the jingling of its harness. The first he knew that someone else was with him at the well was when he saw another face reflected in the pool. And he turned around with a shout of recognition. It was one of those mysterious travelers who had returned to the well. And the traveler said, you didn't think I'd forgotten you, did you, Samuel? How could I possibly forget such an excellent caravan leader? And when I saw you give your most precious possession to the baby, I thought to myself, I made a vow, he's not going to go home empty-handed. I think maybe it was the little king himself, said the mysterious traveler. I think it was the little king himself who put this idea in my head. I want you to take this pouch. I'm returning to my home and you're returning to your home. And we won't see each other again, but we will never forget each other. When Samuel looked inside the pouch, he saw it was gleaming with coins. There was enough money to buy the food and the medicine and the fuel that his family needed. And so for the second time that night, his heart was filled with love and joy and gratitude. We're going to join hands now, find somebody's hand to hold so that we can say a prayer together before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, we thank you for reaching through your creation and the people who care for us to bring us comfort. We thank you that your provision comes to us through those who love us. And we ask that we might walk in the starlight of your hope now and always. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.